Prabhupada and Gurudev. I feel a little bit embarrassed to sit in front of these exalted devotees to give class today, and I'm very nervous. But I hope and pray for your blessings, please. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text 4, and the verses on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The chapter is titled The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev. Okay, text 4. Nityam dadati kamasya. Shidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuya eva pumskaila. Nityam dadati kamasya. Sidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachujayeva pumchali. Nityam dadati kamasya. Chidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachujayeva pumchali. Raya is in the book. Ra. Raya. Nityam dadati kamasya. Amaraye namaha. Lokiradetinayasya. Tantadam yedapumshali. Nityam dadati kamasya. Chidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuyaye papumchali. Nityam dadati kamasya. Chidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuya eva pumchali. Nityam dadati kamasya. Sidram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuya eva pumchali. Matadis, please. Nityam dadati kamasya. Sitram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuya eva pumchali. Nityam dadati kamasya. Sitram tamanuyeraya. Yogina krita maitrasya. Pachuya eva pumchali. We will do the word for word translation. Please repeat. Nityam. Always. Dadati. Gifts. Kamasya. Of lust. Chidram. facility than that lust. Anu following ye those Ariha enemies, Yoginaha of the yogis or persons trying to advance in spiritual life. Krita Maitrasya, having put faith in the mind. But you of the husband, Diya Eva, like the wife, Pumchali, who is unchaste or easily carried away by other men. Translation. By Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this verse, the word Pumchali refers to a woman who is easily carried away by men. Such a woman is never to be trusted. Unfortunately, in the present age, women are never controlled. According to the directions of the Shastras, women are never to be given freedom. When a child, a woman must be strictly controlled by her father. When she is young, she must be strictly controlled by her husband. And when she is old, she must be controlled by her elder sons. If she is given independence and allowed to mingle unrestrictedly with men, she will be spoiled. A spoiled woman, being manipulated by paramours, might even kill her husband. This example is given here because a yogi desiring to get free from material conditions must always keep his mind under control. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and before going to bed to beat the mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. An unchaste wife can kill her husband at any time. And an uncontrolled mind, followed by lust, anger, greed, madness, envy and illusion, can certainly kill the yogi. When the yogi is controlled by the mind, he falls down into the material condition. One should be very careful of the mind, just as a husband should be careful of an unchaste wife. Jai Srila Prabhupada. He's so clear here. When I was reading the verse, I was thinking, again I have to give class on this kind of verse. It looks like they look for the certain person to give class on this kind of verses. Always I feel, oh my God, you know, the devotees will think, Rupa Mandyari is on. And then, we get the sauce. No, it's really nice. Srila Prabhupada is very clear here in his purport. And of course, I like the purport very much. I can really relate to what Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Not that I have certain experience in my life, but still, it is actually excellent true what Srila Prabhupada is explaining. An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours. And I cannot say that we have experience maybe with this, but we can see in the material world how things are going on. And I become a little older, and when I look back over my years, when I was young, so many things were completely different than these days. I remember when my mother became older and older and older, and she died when she was 99, she told me, I'm happy to die because I don't want to stay any longer in this world because everything is changing so much and I cannot relate to it anymore. Not that I feel already like that, but slowly by slowly it is going a little bit in that direction. Because many times when we are visiting people or when people are coming here and visiting us, many times we notice how far away people are from what Prabhupada is giving us here in the purport. Men who are touching the woman in the temple room and in the slide room, we have to very politely correct them because it is not nice and it is not proper to do so. I think when I started my guidance tours maybe 24 years ago, it was a little bit different. People were a little bit more receptive in that sense that they were a little bit shy even to move in the temple room because they were so impressed when they saw the deities. But now they become a little bit more familiar, and also people become a little bit more degraded, that things become a little bit more loose. That in the summertime I asked the devotees if we could give some ladies a little shawl. Sometimes they are not nicely covered. Sometimes they come even in the bikini bra to the temple room and do the guidance tour. And I'm too old for that. I cannot tolerate that. I'm thinking, this is too much, you know. You don't go to God or to a church even or to a temple improperly dressed. But people don't know anymore. This we had arranged that we put some shawls behind the desk. And when I give the guidance to, I don't know about the other guys, but for me it is such a disturbance because I find it so disrespectful for God. Thus, I was thinking when I give the guidance to, at least when people are not properly dressed, I ask them very polite to cover them up a little bit. And I did it a few times. Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Sisi Konitai Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Even one day, one young lady came and her husband was a Hindu man. And she was also not properly dressed. She had a short shirt, and really short, and her bra like this. And I was thinking, oh my God, I have to need two shawls for this one. But I asked her very polite if she was willing to put on the shawl to cover herself a little bit. And she said, yes, yes, so I can do. It looks nice. Thus, I help her to put it on a little bit properly before I went to the temple room. And then later on, after the guidance tour, I asked her the shawl back because we needed it again. And I said, are you offended that I ask you to cover yourself a little bit? She said, no. She said, actually, I should know. But I'm just not thinking about these kind of things. And then I spoke to her husband. I said, you are a Hindu man. I said, did you could instruct your wife to cover herself? Because actually that is your responsibility. You should know that you don't bring your wife improper dress to the temple room and embarrass her actually. He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, but I was thinking it is not a problem. Maybe it is not a problem for you, but it is a problem. Because it is your responsibility to protect your wife. And I think this is also part of your responsibility to protect your wife. But today she will never forget this experience. And I hope you also not when you come back. And you are most welcome next time. And I hope that you still have learned something from this experience. He thanks me, and later on he bought a Bhagavad Gita. And I said, in that book, Prabhupada will explain everything you need, what maybe is missing here or there. But we see over the years that people are slowly by slowly, when we do these things, especially in the guidance tour, that we actually have a purpose when we give guidance tours, at least to educate people a little bit. Not really that they feel that they are preached to or that they are educated, but at least to give a nice example. They many times ask me in the guidance tour why I have my head covered. And I said, I do that because, first of all, I'm shaved up. And second, it's not so nice to look at it. And second of all, it is out of respect for God. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining to one of his disciples who want to go wearing white. And she said, can I shave up, Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you can do, he said, after some time. He said, but always your head is covered. And I was thinking that was actually a very nice instruction from Srila Prabhupada. I read it in the book from this Mataji who wrote this book. Srila Prabhupada is coming. I forget her name. Mahamaya. And she told me later on. But I read it also in her book. And that's why I, even when I'm not really in sari, I always have something on my head, even in the summertime. Because I don't want that people, I think, oh, Mother Rupa Manjari is off the row also. She's walking around like this. I don't want that. Out of respect for Srila Prabhupada and out of respect for God and for Krishna, of course. Here Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the beginning immediately already, when the woman is not protected, then she gets easily in difficulty. And when I read this, I was thinking, yes, it is a very important thing. When I was a small child, I was very much protected by my father. When I have to go in the evening to some sport, he was bringing me and picking me up. I was already 15 or 16. He didn't let me go alone there. And one day, he couldn't pick me up, and I got in difficulty. One man stopped with his bicycle, and he tried to get me and to push me down. And it was such a heavy experience in my life that certainly when he touched me in a certain area, I start screaming very loud. And it was only maybe three houses from my house. And my father heard me screaming. He ran out of the door and he said, that's Ria. He ran out of the door and he almost catched the culprit. But he was a little bit too late because he was on his socks. And to run outside on his socks was not so easy. And the guy or the man was an older man already. He could go away with it. But I had traumas, I think maybe for 10 years from this experience. He had not done anything wrong, actually, not really a physical, but he only touched me in a certain area. And that was for me already something that was unbearable. But now, in Kali Yuga, you can touch a woman everywhere. And she likes it every, actually. And she has no trauma from it. No. She thinks that it is normal, but it is not normal. The father should protect her child, and special the girl. But the girl wants to be independent, and she didn't want to be protected by her father. And when she is 13, 12, 13, 14, many times she goes away already. Yesterday there was an announcement on the radio that one girl of 12 years left the parents, and they immediately sent an award and to find her because they saw her that one man took her and put her in the car. And that is just not an incident that we are thinking, oh, that once in a while. No, it happens more and more because the girls and the women are not protected. And very much Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on this purport how important it is that she is protected. And later on he said when she has to be protected by her husband also. It is the responsibility from the husband to keep his wife chaste. And later on Srila Prabhupada is explaining, and when the husband die, for example, she should be protected by her sons. I had that experience when my husband passed away, and I was thinking, I cannot go to live with my son, because he's not a devotee. And when not really a devotee, thus I was thinking, I cannot just ask him to protect him. Thus when I spoke with my spiritual master, he immediately told me already, I think 4 days after my husband passed away, that I should go and live in Radhadesh. And I have explained already before, I was thinking, oh no, I have to go to Radhadesh, I have to give up my house, my garden, my nice neighbors, my cooking courses, and my namahata, and my preaching. Oh no, I have to give up so many things, what I'm doing in Krishna consciousness, what to do in Radhadesh. But finally, with Krishna's grace and with Krishna's mercy, I felt the importance to be protected. Because my Guru Maharaj was explaining, he said, there are also men coming in your cooking courses, isn't it? He said, yes, they come. He said, and they also come to your namata. And yes, they come, and it's very nice for them. He said, yes, but I'm responsible now for you. And I want to protect you. And I'm extremely grateful for that. That he took that responsibility to protect me. Because I was still 50 years old. And so many things could happen with me. When nobody cares about you. And there is no protection. And I'm extremely grateful. And after 2 months I was in Radhadesh. And I gave up everything. And it was not easy, but it was really important to do so. And I was also convinced that Srila Prabhupada must be pleased with this big step in my life. And I'm also extremely grateful for Srila Prabhupada as my grandpa to take care of me and to look after me. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is explaining here, and that sounds a little bit heavy, that in the morning we should beat the head with shoes. I never did that. And is there any devotee who did that in his spiritual life? To beat the head with shoes? You did. You are very, very good. You are completely obedient. Did you do it also in the evening with a broomstick? No? Okay. Very good. But what Bhaktisiddhanta, according to my understanding of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is explaining here in this purport, that it is important that we control the mind. And different devotees have given us such nice classes about that. How to control the mind. And and a few days ago, I think it was on Tuesday, I was giving a guidance tour to a couple from Holland. And believe it or not, they came from the same city that I was living for 15 years. And they had brought their son, 2 sons actually. And they were very interesting in Krishna consciousness. And they were explaining that how important it was that we have to be detached in this world. And I was thinking, wow, this is really nice that they get already some nice insights. And she said, how can we protect our sons? We have 2 boys in the puberty. And they go to school, and many things on school and outside on the playground, many things happen. They're smoking, they're using drugs, they're smoking weed. But our sons, until now, they are protected because they are not doing it yet. And we still pray to the Lord to protect them. And I was so impressed by this couple and also by these two boys, because the two boys had many questions. And I was explaining how important it was that these two boys are raised in a family who still have some values. And that's the most important thing what we can give to our children. That at least they know that certain things we don't do, or it is better. When the parents are smoking, it is very difficult to tell the children, not smoking is not good for you, even when it is on the packet. Smoking will kill you. But when the parents are still doing it and are actually not really follow their instructions on the packets of the cigarette, what can we expect from our children? We cannot expect much from them because, oh, you are doing it also. And it is with all the other things the same. Alcohol, drugs, all the same. When the parents are doing it, the children are following their footsteps. They're just imitating the parents. But they were not smoking and they were not drinking and they were very happy to be here and they were very interested to come to the cooking course in December. And the boy was when we were in the book room, one day the eldest one, I think he was maybe just 16, he asked his father if he could have the book, The Science of Self-Realization. And I was really praying to Krishna, please let the father give it to the boys, you know, because it will be so nice for them. And the father bought The Self-Realization and I was so happy and I was thinking that will be so good for the boys. And the mother bought a vegetarian cookbook and she wanted to come to the cooking course. These are some, especially when you are giving guidance to some uplifting, that still there are people who have some values. And that's really nice. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in this purport that the important that women are protect and that also the women accept protection. Because many times the girls want to be independent and they don't want any protection. They don't want to be controlled, they think. They don't want to be taught. They don't want to be told certain things. And that's difficult. And when they are young, and also here in the Radha days, when it is difficult to accept instructions from an authority, and I am not an authority, but when you are not able to accept instructions from an authority, then it is later on very difficult to instruct instructions of advice from your husband. Dus when you want to have a nice husband who is giving you nice instructions, it will be very nice for the girls to obey their husband, and especially already when you are engaged, because that's very important. When that's not there, then it is already very difficult to marry, because then you want to be the boss and he will follow you. Good luck. I don't want to end on this note. There are very nice devotees who have a very nice marriage life. And they are very exemplary for the younger ones who are just trying to go to that ashram. And we should associate with them. We should ask them questions, how they have do it. And get some nice feedback how we can follow in their footsteps. And I guess that Srila Prabhupada will be extremely pleased with them, with both of them, with the Matajis and with the Prabhus also. I will stop here with my little presentation. And when you have a question or a comment, please do so. Yes, Prabhu. working. Maybe not. You mean about the shawl? Yeah. I think they will come back because deep inside they know that it should be a little bit more dressed, like you go to a church. When Srila Prabhupada was starting the movement, it was different. Not so many people know anything about Krishna consciousness, and special need, not the devotees from the West. But here in Radhades, we are living here already for 30 years. Many Hindus knows what is Krishna consciousness in a certain standard, you know. They know that Krishna is God. And when you come to a temple, at least you know a little bit. Thus, I take the freedom to just ask them very polite if they want to dress themselves a little bit. And maybe for you that is a little difficult. But for them, I'm also an older person and I'm a mother. And when they do it without problem, then there is no problem. And they will come back. And it's not an instruction, but it is asking, can you please cover yourself a little bit? And they feel, oh, wait a minute, yeah. We go to a temple, we not go to a disco. You know, of another place, of to the beach. You know what I mean? Yeah, they respect that. Many people act very polite. Some people go back to the car and take a sweater. Or take a skirt. Say, oh, I have something in the car. I can put it on, actually. But I forgot. I didn't think about, you know. And I only remind them that they visit a temple. I was not allowed in Italy 30 years ago to go with a long skirt without sleeves, even. The shawls were hanging in the hall and in the church. The Catholic Church, and I was visiting with my daughter, and I was very asked polite to put a shawl on, and I had no problem in that. I only missed the sleeves, and I was really covered until here, but there were no sleeves, and I have to cover my arms, and I was not offended. I thanked him. No, of course, and people feel that, it is not because she has to do that for me, no, but there is another purpose behind, no, yeah, Councillor Vani, yeah, sometimes it is a tourist place, and then they don't know. And then it is nice to explain it to them, you know, that it is actually a holy place, and that we have a temple room, and that we go there, and that it is nice when we can properly dress ourselves. And that's okay. It's okay. Maybe it sounds a little bit strong, but I'm not going to do that, you know. I'm not in a position to preach to them or to teach them anything, but at least they should know and be aware, you know. Make them aware. Of course, yeah. And because they have to pay a ticket, they think I'm visiting a tourist place, you know. Because not everybody knows what they are visiting. But this couple particular, he was a Hindu. Because he should know, and he should also explain it to his young wife, you know. But he was neglected to do so. Thus I spoke with him to also give him the responsibility to do so. Then I didn't have to say anything. When he was really proper, then he should have asked his wife, do you have something to put on, because we are visiting a temple. You know, but he was not doing that. But he was very nice. He bought a Bhagavad Gita, and they went away very nicely. Even when they went away, she said, can I keep the shawl? I like him very much. And I said, we have him in the boutique. You can buy one. But I need this back. You know what I mean? There is a relationship during, you know. Prabhu. Yeah, but still we have to say it politely and be very careful and sensitive for their feelings, that you don't embarrass them in front of other people, you know. Because I take them a little bit aside and I ask them, it's okay, no problem. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, thank you. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radha Desh ki jai.